John Cahill, obviously the question in this race looking November is why should the voters throw out the incumbent and put you in? Okay, question, sure. Why should they?
Yeah, well, if they're happy with somebody who's go along to get along with the culture of Albany, then maybe they should keep the incumbent in. But the fact of the matter is I think people have seen or are fed up with the cronyism, with the lack of accountability that we see in Albany, particularly from the Attorney General's race. You saw it in the Moreland Commission where he sat idly by when his deputies were being interfered with in their investigation, never had the courage to stand up once to the governor, never stood up when it was disbanded and essentially the governor fired his deputies who served on the commission. That's not what New Yorkers expect out of their attorney general. They expect somebody to act as independent, to protect the integrity of state government, and we don't have that now. Now what we have in Albany is politics driven by downstate interests, particularly from Manhattan, that have no concern for accountability in government and no concern for the people that live outside the great borough of Manhattan. And I think when people hear that message, that we need greater accountability, we need a broader support of representation throughout the state, I think people are going to say, yes, it is time for change. We need somebody in Albany who's not going to get along and go along with the elected leaders from New York City. And I would be that individual. I love traveling the state of New York. The current attorney general seems to have a strong dislike for getting around the state and meeting people. Number one question I get on the campaign trail is, well, who's the current attorney general? You wouldn't have said that about Dennis Vacco or, frankly, any of the successes since that time. And that's because he doesn't seem to have an interest in the issues that people of Western New York and the people around the state feel, except for maybe his small enclave in the Upper West Side of Manhattan. So we're going to talk for the next 70-so days about accountability in government, about integrity in government, about the independence of the Office of the Attorney General. And I think when they hear that message, they're going to look for a new Attorney General.
Now, do the voters understand, looking at your track record, that you aren't just talking about Albany? You've been there. You've walked the walk.
I have been there. I was very proud to serve for 12 years in government in numerous positions with Governor Pataki as a DEC commissioner and also as a secretary to government, to the governor. So I understand how government works. I understand the power of government and how it can do things to really empower people and change people's lives. And that's why I'm interested in getting back into public service, because I do see the good side of government. And I'm optimistic about the people of the state and if we have the right leadership about the future of the state. So, yes, I have a lot of experience in government. I have a lot of experience in practice of law, both on the public sector side and in the private sector. So I do think I have some unique experiences to bring to the Office of Attorney General. And most importantly, independence and being willing to hold other people in Albany accountable for integrity in government.
Now, Secretary to the Governor is one of those titles that people don't understand. You're kind of the top non-elected person in state government.
No, that's right. It's the highest appointed official in the state of New York. You're responsible for, all the state operations and, whether it's dealing with the White House. And, in my case, a large part of that was spent with the rebuilding efforts at Lower Manhattan after the attacks of September 11th and the recovery of those attacks. So it's a broad-ranging responsibilities. And so that allowed me to get to know the people around the state, the issues around the state. My life has not been focused on Manhattan or downstate. I've really had the opportunity, both as DEC commissioner and as secretary to the governor, to get around the state and understand the issues and the challenges that people face, whether it's here in Buffalo or my hometown in Yonkers, New York. So, again, I think it's one of those experiences that I've had in life that will bring value to the role of the Office of the Attorney General.
Of course, as a resident of Yonkers, people find that hard to separate that from New York City.
Well, it's interesting you say that. And when I was being confirmed as commissioner, the big debate was Yonkers upstate or downstate? The people in New York City don't look at Yonkers as being downstate, but it's a great community. In many respects, it reminds me a lot of Buffalo, New York, where we have, a diverse population, hardworking people, people who go to work every day. And they expect accountability in government like they expect in their own jobs, in their own homes, in their own communities, and they don't see that. And they see, again, New York City dominating Albany politics and to the detriment of people outside of New York City. And so we need a balance. We don't need one-party rule in Albany, which is clearly what we have now, from the Assembly to the sort of in the Senate, to the state controller, to the state attorney general, to the governor's office. I think people are looking for a balance of power in Albany, both downstate and upstate, as well as integrity in government. And those are going to be important issues, I think, for the people to listen to over the next 2 months of the campaign.
Is there a single issue in the Attorney General's office that has to be addressed?
Well, you know, I would go back to the issue of accountability, independence, and corruption. And when, you know, I think the Moreland Commission really, in many respects, demonstrates what's wrong with the current Attorney General's office. It was an enormous opportunity to change Albany, to hold people accountable, and that opportunity was missed. The Attorney General needs to understand that that's an independent office. It's not an annex of the governor's office. It's not an annex of the speaker's office. But what we've seen from this Attorney General is an unwillingness or a disinterest in standing up and challenging the status quo in Albany. That was seen clearly on the Moreland Commission. You need to ask why. Was it because he shared the same contributors that were being subpoenaed by the Moreland Commission? Was it because he wasn't interested? Was it because he wasn't, as required by law, getting written reports from the commission on a weekly basis? He has a lot of questions to answer. But the bottom line, what we do know, it was that it was a failure, and he has to be held accountable for that. So, yeah, and I think, you know, the Moreland Commission gave people, a lot of people, including myself, expectation that things were going to change in Albany. But instead of things changing, they've only gotten worse. Now we have an investigation of the investigation. It seems like that could only happen in Albany. So that is going to be, I think, an overriding issue over the course of the next 70 days for both of us to explain what type of attorney generals this state needs. Do we need somebody who's focused on New York City issues, the power elite from New York City, that's a go-along, get-along guy that spent most of his career in the minority in the New York State Senate, whether they want somebody who has a broad range of experience both in the public and private sector and who will demand accountability whether you're a Republican or a Democrat in state government.
Thank you, John Cahill.
Michael, pleasure being with you.